Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. While not illegal, to some, it certainly didn't look good after days of scrutiny following a report by KCRA3's Capitol correspondent Ashley Zavala. Assemblymember Mia Bonta, the wife of California's Attorney General Rob Bonta, has recused herself from a subcommittee at the state capitol, which oversees the $1.2 billion budget for her husband's taxpayer-funded Department of Justice. But the lead-up to this recusal was rocky. Initially, Assemblymember Bonta was adamant that she would not step aside and even called the questioning about whether it was a conflict of interest as racist and sexist. We did invite the Assemblymember on Insight today. Her office said she couldn't make it, but did refer us to a statement that she made on Sunday on Twitter, which reads in part that while it has been made abundantly clear that there's no legal or ethical conflict, I believe as legislators, we have an obligation to ensure the people of California have absolute confidence in the legislative process. I will recuse myself from matters directly pertaining to the Department of Justice to ensure that the body may focus on important work before us. That invitation remains open. But in the meantime, the state legislature, the governor, and the DOJ have been pretty quiet about a lawmaker being appointed to oversee the budget of their spouse. And again, while not technically against the rules, this matter does raise questions surrounding ethics, optics, and transparency at the state capitol. So with that, we welcome Ashley Zavala from KCRA3, who broke the story, to share more about the reporting and also the reaction to her stories. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you for having me.
Let's start from the very beginning, a reporter's notebook, if you will. How did you first learn about the situation of Assemblymember Mia Bonta sitting on a subcommittee that would oversee the budget of her husband?
Yeah, so 3 days before Christmas, Anthony Rendon, the Speaker of the Assembly, released the appointment list, the list of leadership, those who were going to be overseeing committees, chairing committees. And I did notice that the Public Safety Committee Budget Subcommittee number 5 was going to be led by Assemblymember Bonta. And at the time, you know, I kind of made a mental check note. And again, this was 3 days before Christmas, so it's a very slow time in the legislature. Everyone's in their districts. There's not a ton going on. But we did see, you know, the series of atmospheric rivers and the extreme storms followed by the shootings. And so there was a lot of political happenings as it relates to the governor and legislature that really kind of put this on the back burner. And then actually there was some ethics training happening in the assembly a few weeks ago. And someone kind of nudged me at the Capitol and said, hey, you know, did you realize that the situation between the Bontas was happening? And I kind of took it from there.
When did you determine that this was something that deserved airtime or even whether to pursue? Because technically it's not against the rules.
Right. So, and I've had to explain this to so many people who try to pull me aside to explain to me what a budget subcommittee chair does. I'm fully well aware of that. I'm well aware of the budget legislative process, which is why we even went with the story to begin with. But before we went with anything, I spent about a week talking with former lawmakers, current lawmakers, sources that I have in the administration at the Capitol, to just ask, you know, what do you make of this situation? Is this something worth, you know, maybe bringing to light here? And every time that I brought it up, especially to those who are not necessarily inside the Capitol anymore, the reaction was the same. It was a facepalm. It was a jaw drop. It was a, oh my goodness, how can they even let that happen? I mean, just optically. And so from there, I asked some, you know, people who aren't so entrenched in politics, taxpayers, people that I'm just close to, friends with, just what do you make of this? Is this something you would want to know about? And every time it was, oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh, how is that allowed? And so from there, we decided to put the story together. We had Bob Stern, who is the former general counsel of the Fair Political Practices Commission, the co-author of the Political Reform Act of 1974. And for him to come out and say, yes, this is optically a problem, we felt that it was time to air it.
Who did you first reach out to for comment or clarification? Was it Assemblymember Mia Bonta, Attorney General Rob Bonta? I mean, what kind of reaction did you get?
Yeah, it was Speaker Anthony Rendon. Because ultimately, he's the one who made the decision. Ultimately, he's the one who makes the appointments. And then I followed that up with Assemblymember Mia Bonta, because ultimately, she's the one who accepted the position. And so those were my starting points. And then, again, I mean, I had some sourcing on background, people who didn't want to go on record to, again, point this out. And maybe the way to put this together, but those were the two that I started with.
You also brought it to Governor Newsom at a press event. How did that go? We're going to play, you know, his response, but I guess what stood out to you about his response before we play it?
Sure. I mean, I felt that the question needed to be posed to him because Rob Bonta at the time, and in this moment, I had spent about a couple of days trying to get the Attorney General's office to weigh in on this. By the time that I asked the governor this, I had taken Attorney General Rob Bonta's ethics training that's on the Department of Justice's website. So I figured, okay, this is the governor that handpicked this man to be the state's attorney general when there was a vacancy. And so I figured, okay, maybe he will. I figured he would deflect. I figured he'd say, you know, this is matters of the assembly. This is not, and it's not his arena per se, but I did not expect this answer.
Well, let's take a listen.
The budget is obviously a paramount process for you and the legislature. And I just want to ask you about something on the other end of the budget on a different topic on public safety. Do you think it looks good to the taxpayer for an assembly member who is also the wife of the attorney general to lead a committee that oversees his budget and other departments?
I literally don't know what you're referring to.
Assemblymember Mia Bonta is set to lead the Budget Sub 5 Committee on Public Safety. Attorney General oversees ethics in the state, distributes ethics training to state officials.
I'm just telling you, thank you for informing me. The legislature makes their determination. I have no idea.
Is it ethical or
I don't
or not?
Even know what you're referring to. I'm hearing it for the first time.
So since that, Assemblymember Bonta has announced that she will recuse herself. Any word from the governor's office, an update?
No word from him. And I don't expect that we will get a word from him. Some will say he is the ultimate political influencer in the state, especially for this party. He should weigh in. Others, again, will note that this is a totally separate office constitutionally. His hand can't really get into it, but that was the answer.
And you did try to interview Assemblymember Mia Bonta, and you did have an interaction at the state capitol. And for context, as reporters, when we can't get people on camera, especially when their positions are elected or they're appointed or their salaries are paid for by taxpayer money, you know, often as a reporter, I've done this many a times, you go to a committee hearing and you try to catch them in the hallway. That's the best way to get them to answer questions,
yeah.
Right? And so that's what happened between you and the Assemblymember.
Essentially, and I want to preface this by saying I have had a fantastic relationship with the Bontas. They've been very accessible to me over these last several years. I mean, especially Rob and then Mia when she did get elected. I've done many stories with them. And so I guess I just didn't expect the evasiveness to begin. I really didn't expect any of her responses as we moved forward. But after we did our initial story, shining light on this situation, I did tell her office early last week that we were going to do follow-ups. And then I continued to send her emails. And then when other publications came out to show that she had blamed racism and sexism for these questions that were being raised, I continued to follow up, continued to get ignored. So I actually went to her office, no camera, off the record, you know, I just wanted to have a conversation to kind of lay out what this could turn into, which is what it did. You know, we could sit down and have a conversation and discuss what this means and what the taxpayer should know, or we end up waiting on the assembly floor, which is what we ultimately ended up doing.
Yeah. And we're going to take a listen in just a moment. But what do you make of the claims that these reports stem from racism and sexism?
I think it's, for me, it's hard to stomach because I am I'm Mexican American. I'm bilingual. One of my parents immigrated here from a different country. I am a woman. And so, I wasn't questioning her because she's a woman in power. I wasn't questioning her because she's a minority in power. That was, absolutely not the point of this. And I think it was just really shocking that was. I think some have likened it to basically another form of gaslighting me in this whole situation. And again, it's my job to ask questions. I'm a reporter. I cover the Capitol. We're not meant to be bill promoters. You know, that's not our only job there. We have to provide a check on the very powerful people that are in that building.
Well, let's take a listen.
Hi, Assemblymember Bonta. Do you have a second for just a brief interview to discuss? We don't have to do it in the doorway, but
I'll make a statement to you. I'm not doing an interview.
You're not going to do, you don't want to answer questions.
I will make a statement, Ashley. That's what I will do.
Sorry, we probably shouldn't be in the... Okay, what's your statement?
As legislators, we have an obligation to ensure that the people of California have absolute confidence in the legislative and budget process. We have spoken with the Assembly ethics attorneys who agreed there is no violation of the ethical rules in my holding this position. My district is amongst the highest impacted by gun violence and the carceral system, and the speaker appointed me knowing that I would be a voice for the victims and communities affected by issues of public safety. That being said, any budget proposal regarding the DOJ that comes under my purview on budget sub 5 will go through a transparent and open budget process, including publicly posting agendas, having the entire subcommittee voting on recommendations to amend, approve, or deny budget proposals, and having these discussions happen in an open session broadcasted and archived to be later reviewed and voted on by the budget committee and ultimately the entire legislature.
So you're not going to recuse yourself
Thank
from
you.
DOJ
That's my items. Statement.
Was it racist and sexist for us to bring this up? I mean, what about this?
I offered you a statement, Ashley. That's
I understand,
my statement.
But you ha- there you are a so lot much. Of questions. The people of California, taxpayers in the state would like to know if you're going to recuse yourself from DOJ items.
Choose to air my statement if you really actually want to offer truth in your
I'm
storytelling.
I'm offering truth. I mean, also, but I mean, if we look at the other subcommittees, the other
I'm
leaders don't really
truth.
Have other experience. I mean, you campaign on education and working families, and you have so much experience with education nonprofits. Why wouldn't you ask to do the education budget subcommittee? I mean, when we look at Dr. Joaquin Arambula and other members that have actual experience.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay,
Excuse me.
Assemblymember Villabonta, the people of California would like to know if you are going to recuse yourself from Department of Justice items.
Excuse me. Air the statement that I made, Ashley, if you're being fair.
Assemblymember Bonta, I am a journalist. I am a fair reporter.
If you are being a fair reporter,
questions. If you would like to have a discussion.
Please? Thank you.
So okay.
What stood out to you about, I guess, the tone of that conversation and that dialogue?
She really talked to me like a child. And it's been a very long time since any elected official has spoken to me that way. And especially when I had given her numerous chances to respond in maybe a less tense way. It was, you know, I felt a sense of ageism. I felt like I was, you know, being spoken to again like a child, like I was being brushed off, like this isn't important. How dare I question her? How dare I suggest that she, you know, should have gone for another committee for which she may have more experience to lead? I just that's what I took away from that. And also, sorry, and I'll mention, you know, having other elected officials push me out of the way. You know, and I understand assembly members want to protect their own. I completely get it. But in this instance, it just felt inappropriate. It just wasn't a great feeling.
Well, in the last, you know, 45 seconds or so that we have left, I mean, this isn't the end of your reporting on this. I mean, following that interaction, the assembly member did recuse herself. So where is your reporting taking you next?
Right. So, I mean, that's the question, is what exactly does recusal look like? I've had members say that this is an unprecedented situation where we have an overlap in powers right now, and that ultimately with the setup of these committees, it's pretty much impossible for her to actually fully recuse herself from overseeing the, you know, spending items that come from the Department of Justice or the funding for the Department of Justice, because she's directing staff. And while the legislature likes to say that the budget process is transparent, truly there are a lot of discussions that happen behind closed doors, and especially with the leader of a committee that is leading the staff and could influence the staff and could influence the committee. I mean, it's I'm speaking with sources at this point, both in the administration and in the legislature, who say that really just flat out saying that she can recuse herself from certain items that are part of this very important work, just flat out, I mean, it could be impossible, and that maybe there's an exploration of her just fully stepping down.
Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ashley Zavala is KCRA3's Capitol correspondent. As I mentioned, we did reach out to Assemblymember Mia Bonta, invited her to appear on Insight today. Her office says she couldn't make it, but they did refer us to the statement that the Assemblymember made on Sunday on Twitter. We have a link to that in its entirety on our Insight page at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.